Hello and welcome.
Hello.
To this episode number 13 of Raw Talks with me and Simba, here from Living with the Spirit, the farm outside in the countryside, outside of Chiang Mai, where we help people to overcome anything that is holding them back to be able to be of service of the world. So today we will talk a little bit about consistency versus self-sabotage and the importance of, well, we will talk about it in from a point of view of the inner work and the healthy habits and things like that. People are often striving for consistency, and when they don't reach the level of consistency that they are looking for, sometimes we talk about the term self-sabotage. So we will demystify a little bit about these two concepts and share our view and how consistency has helped us reach the goals and the things that we want to achieve in our lives. So take it away, Simba.
Thank you. Nice intro. Well, there's a lot to be said about these kind of topics, the consistency and self-sabotage. And I think a good way to start is by establishing what we mean, you know, what is the terms for us, right? So when we're talking about it and you're listening to the rest of this episode, you will have a clear idea of what it is we're saying. So consistency means that we are continuously doing something, right? It might mean that we're not doing something as well, right? There's practices of you're actually resting and doing more restorative habits, but it is something that has a consistency, that has a flow, that it's continuous. You can use that word as well. It's a continuous flow of something. It doesn't mean we have to push harder. It just means we have a steady state, a steady pace towards something, right? And self-sabotage is quite large topic that we're gonna try to pick apart in this episode and talk a little bit about. But essentially, self-sabotage is never about doing harm to oneself. It's not malicious in nature. It's more limiting, restrictive, subconscious, right? In the subconscious mind, stories that other people have told us, we have led to believe due to past events that were adverse or hard or traumatic in nature. And they can be autonomous as well, meaning that your nervous system has responded so many times to a situation. So whenever your body's even feeling a slight hint of something, it can respond through your autonomic nervous system before your brain, your conscious mind, has even understood what has happened, right? So self-sabotage isn't really about setting yourself back. It has a little bit more, in our opinion, to do with limiting belief system, usually due to what we have been led to believe. So consistency is a flow, something you're doing, flowing, you're continuing something. And self-sabotage is usually a limiting belief system that we have that's holding us back. And they're really at the, maybe I should do this. It's like a line. It's like a continuum, a spectrum, right? So you have self-sabotage in one end, you have consistency in the other end, right? And when you start to pull on one side, you're going to notice the self-sabotage is going to be like, no, let's not do that. And too much self-sabotage. No, I'm going too deep. I hate to get out of this, right? So it's really about finding a balance and breaking that cycle of pulling in one end and going to the other.
Yeah, that's great. How about we start talking about consistency as its own thing, like separated from anything else, and the importance of it, and how we work with it, and how we can use it to get where we want, so to speak.
I can use an example from my own life. There's many different ways I discovered consistency in my life, personally and professionally. I was in mixed martial arts and different kinds of martial arts for a large portion of my life. And in the sporting arena or communities environments, there is like an old paradigm that the harder you push, the better it gets. You have to push hard and you're going to get something and, you know, strain yourself and you're going to make this strenuous workout and your body's going to be ripped and strong and you're going to be ready for competition. But when you look at the latest science that's been going on for a couple of years now with the top athletes and even businessmen in the world, it's not about overdoing it to the point where you burn yourself out. It's about finding a level that you can continuously keep day in and day out. Some days you're able to do more, some days you're able to do less. But to find a good standard for a minimum that always leads you forward and that you can do. And that will create this momentum for you that leads towards what we call success or reaching your goal or your purpose or whatever it is that you're looking for. So it's really about finding a standard that you can keep no matter if it's raining, snowing, you're happy, you're sad, you're like, oh, I don't want to do this. Why is the alarm bell ringing in the morning, the clock? Today's when you jump up and you wake up before, you know, the alarm in the morning. So it's about keeping this effortless, not always effortless, going to be honest, but to keep this flow, right? That you have a standard.
I mean, otherwise there wouldn't be any self-sabotage involved if it was just easy breezy.
Yes, exactly, right? But to really keep a momentum, get into some flow that you can keep, that is able to move you forward. I would say that's the main thing when it comes to consistency. And planning is super big when it comes to consistency. Knowing where you're going, knowing what to do, setting the intention, because when we're high on inspiration and motivation, which we are some days, I do everything. And days when you're not, you're like, to really, you know, what is it that I'm doing? Have a structure, have everything planned out, is going to help you forward. It's going to propel you forward.
Yeah. So for me, the consistency is the vehicle that will take me somewhere. And I mean, it's a classic thing that we get on our new health journey. It's January 1st. Everything is great. This year is the year. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to get my health in order. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm actually going to use the gym membership card this year. I mean, it doesn't have to be like that bad, but it's like there, we have this aspiration of changing our lives and changing habits and having a better lifestyle or doing the thing that we always talk about that we want to do. And like we have this idea of what we want to accomplish and what we want to change in our lives. And the consistency is, I mean, this is this start-stop mentality and that we go all in for a couple of months. I mean, anyone can do anything, any exercise program, diet plan, 30-day challenge, this or that, you know, and then you do that and you feel great. And then when the challenge or the time is over, then we slowly go back to what it was before. And then, so it's this start and stop. And what I hear a lot about from people is that they say like, yeah, well, I get myself set up and then I self-sabotage. So the consistency is what's going to give you, as Simba said, like the long-term effects. And that is what we're all striving for, this feeling of getting up in the morning and doing things with ease, and that we have overcome this resistance that is inside. And the consistency is, it's what we strive for. And it's not always that easy to accomplish or overcome or implement, but it's what we're striving for.
Yeah, definitely. I agree 100%. It's the way to move us forward. And kind of, if I segue into the self-sabotage.
Yeah, sure. We will go back and forth, I guess.
Yeah. It's not so much about us wanting to do damage, as I said in the beginning, for ourselves. There's a lot of psychological terms and models for this. But essentially, it has to do with what do we deem as self? You know, what is me? What's my identity? What's okay for me? What level of success is okay for me? What will come with this level of success? If it's in finance, if it's in health, if it's in love, when you change to what you want to change, we're talking personal development, since that's what we work with a lot, what are the new challenges that would come up? What are the new responsibilities? What are the new commitments? What are the new aspects that we will start to look into as we do something differently, right? So, you know, depending on how you grew up, you live at home, your parents pay the bills, you don't work, okay, you help out with some things, right? And then all of a sudden you move out. Okay, now I got to get a job, I got to get an apartment, I got to get a license, a car, and gasoline, right? Things will shift, right? And if that's not what we are seeing ourselves as, if that's something that's challenging ourselves, that self-sabotage part can come up and start to kind of go in and like, no, that's too much. We will not be able to handle this. This is too strenuous. We are not worth all of this. So this is too much work for us. I don't want to do this. All of these things that weren't expressed as we were growing up will kind of manifest into something subconscious, right? And it really has to do with, we don't have to go into the story. Well, some people do, and sometimes we do with some tools. But it's not so much about the psychological story. It's really about getting that feeling out of the body, getting that energy out of the body, right? And remember, most of these stories and feelings are due to what we're led to believe. So someone else told us, you cannot do more than this. Oh, no one can do this. Who do you think you are? Can you really do this? Can you really achieve this? Whatever it is, right? We might even be the person that made us believe that story. So whenever you're starting to push past that, whatever that is, whenever you start to push past that direction, moving forward, having more of something, having more affection in a relationship, you know, having a better job, having better connection with your family, you know, increasing your health, whatever that is, it's going to move that resistance towards going there. And if that's not what we identify ourselves with, that's not what we see our own self-worth as, I'm not able or I'm not worthy of receiving this, then we have an image of ourselves that's going to attack the new image. And that's what we can call self-sabotage. But that's just like, you know, if I were to paint myself red and put a clown nose and go out, some part of me would probably say, that doesn't make sense, right? Because I'm not a clown, right? So that my old image will self-sabotage and go, no, we can't do this. This is crazy. Let's do something else. The mind will go crazy probably on me because it will go in and say, this is not we, this is not what we do. And it will do anything it can to pull us out of there because it's trying to protect us in some way.
Yeah. Yeah. So the self-sabotage is, I mean, I've always been a little bit fascinated about the name self-sabotage because it's so, you mentioned it a couple of times, but it's so harmful. It's like we are doing it to ourselves, like, consciously, but I mean, it can be consciously, but most of the time it's subconscious, and that there are these strong forces inside of us that are pulling us in another direction. And as you said, that this is the unhealed traumas, the stress responses, unprocessed events, but also as you talk about the belief systems that we, and it doesn't have to be like, it's like this discussion with fear of success, like fear of failure that you work through first, and then the less known friend fear of success shows up, and it's like, what? We can't really understand that there is such thing that is called fear of success. Like, what, why would that, doesn't make any sense. Just give me the money, give me the health, I will be fine. But there is these deep subconscious, like ancestral family lines, like all of these things that is not really visible to the naked eye or to ourselves, because we live in a world where we don't really talk about these things. It's not that we talk about around the dinner table, like, oh, so what are your subconscious family line blocks that is keeping you from living your true self in pure abundance? Like, oh yeah, I have this and this. I mean, it's not that available to us, but if we look deeper, it is. And those are the things. And I like what you said, that it's this inner image that is clear or not clear, that doesn't align with the higher state of consciousness that we are trying to bring in through the consistency in terms of a daily routines or whatever it is that we want, new habits. So instead we put the label self-sabotage when it's really something very deep that needs a lot of nurturing and love and investment time and consideration to work through. And that is an energy that is inside of us that is colliding with this new way or new self that we want to create.
For sure, I agree 100% with you. And I think an important exercise that everyone that listens to this could do is, what is it that you're striving towards today? In whatever area it is, you know, if it's in relationships, if it's in health, mental, emotional, finance, career, you know, whatever it is, right? And then just imagine yourself that you have everything that you're looking for. You have everything that you have intention towards, right? So let's say, I don't like to say that we have different levels, but let's say I'm at where I'm at today and I want to raise my standards. I want to bring my standards up here, whatever that means for me. So just imagine that you are there. You're doing all of these things and really, you know, close your eyes and feel that and go into that energy. And there's going to be an initial spark usually of, wow, I like this. This is nice. This feels good. I'm finally here. But then something's going to kick in. What about? What if that? I might lose it. What would people think? That is the unresolved parts in ourselves that we call self-sabotage, right? And it's kind of like a shadow aspect. Carl Jung talked about shadow aspects, unprocessed parts of your psyche or of yourself, parts of you that you don't want to acknowledge, don't want to look at, don't want to admit that you have, you don't want to work with them. And like Sarah said, and like Sarah said, if you learn to give them nurturing and comfort and you're able to integrate them in so you can use them as a strength instead, they will become an advantage for you instead of a setback, right? So the self-sabotage might just be a part that wasn't allowed to be expressed. I'm afraid of doing this because this means much more responsibility and I don't know if I can handle that. Or whatever it might be. But if we have compassion and we're able to look at that and heal that, whatever it means to heal it or process it or allow it to have its time and space, then we might not hold ourselves back anymore because that part doesn't need to defend itself. It doesn't need to scream. It's joining us and it's actually helping us forward because it's part of us.
Yeah.
So I think the self-sabotage is a big part of what we haven't acknowledged about ourselves, what we don't want to see or that we're not able to see because maybe there was a very charging event that has happened that could be traumatic in nature that's just blocking us from remembering it or accessing it because it's just too painful and we don't know how to handle it.
I mean, I would say that the self-sabotage, the name and the label and how it is, like the energy in around it, I would say it's just a very, very clear sign of how we are automatically talking about ourselves and treating ourselves, like in public, but also but mostly inside of ourselves. So that practice that you described is very, very interesting because the consistency is like, how can I, so what is it that I would like to accomplish with this new habit or the whatever it is that I want to be consistent with? And if I put that in my mind's eye and it's like, oh yeah, that having this, feeling this, accomplishing this, like being healthy, going to the gym, eating healthy food, whatever it is, feels great. And as you said, like after a while, the doubts and the fears and the what ifs and oh, I better not. And then that, so you can see, like, you're holding this vision of the new you, and then slowly the same old thing, the subconscious, the unprocessed stuff will come in and kind of take over. And you can do that as a meditation practice to see what is it that you have, like, what is the shadow or unprocessed thing that is coming? What does it say? What does it do? And you can use that to your advantage and really see, how am I talking to myself, about my abilities, about my capabilities, my worth, and all of that. So you can use that. That's going to go quite fast to see what happens. And one of the things is that we are the ones who are labeling ourselves as not good enough. But it is a subconscious programming from somewhere that it's not so much what other people will think. It's almost about that we limit ourselves through this. And that is, whatever we say, whatever we believe, is what's going to happen. So shifting that, whatever you say is going to come. And there's this saying, like, whatever you're wrong or right, whatever you say, it's going to be the truth. It's like, so it's about what the frequency that you send to every cell in your body is, that's what's going to happen. And we do this to ourselves on a super deep level, super, super, super deep level. Like, the internal dialogue is going beyond the conversation that we have in our minds with ourselves, that we can keep talking to ourselves. So even if we quiet that down, it's still the silent thing that says the exact same thing, that is sending that information to every cell in our body, that, which is then creating our truth, which might not be the truth, but it's like our, some people call it karma.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, it's like you said, that saying, he who thinks is right or he who thinks is wrong, you know, they're both equally right, because you set yourself up for whatever it is. And I think the self-sabotage, like, a lot of people are hard on themselves. Why do I keep on doing this? Why can't I just think about that? Well, there might be parts that we haven't worked through. There might be mindsets. There might be need to clear blockages in our body, in a somatic level, in your nervous system, in your energy fields, that is actually holding us back. And it might be a, you know, I don't like the term self-sabotage, because it's actually more about self-preservation. There is usually a part of us that thinks, this new me, or what this new me means, will actually do me harm. It will be dangerous for me. It won't be safe. This does not feel safe. So this kind of self-preservation, because it's, we're trying to get out of something that we're led to believe, right? Like, if someone told me my name my whole life, and this is who you are, and this is all you're worth, and this is what you have to do to get money, to get love, to get this and this and that, and now I'm going to stand outside of all of everything I know, and I'm going to say something differently, I'm going to proclaim I am something differently, of course there's going to be a resistance in it.
Yeah, every cell in the body is going, wait, what? Yeah. Now we've been doing things this way our whole lives. Mom did this, dad did this.
Yeah.
Everyone in the family doing
Everyone
this.
Everyone I ever seen in society has done this. And now I'm standing here thinking I am someone, or whatever it is. But that's the thing. Once you succeed in whatever it means to succeed, look at any, I don't know if it's success, but let's say an artist, right? Someone that's famous and they did their dream and everyone said that was impossible to do. People are always going to look at them funny in the beginning, but once they reach the success, everyone's like, oh, I know that person. I grew up with that person. I went to school with that person, right? Because that person showed that I'm able to do it. So they are setting the norm for the next person. And sometimes you are the first person to do that. And that's why you look around and you're like, wow, it's a little bit lonely here, right? Of course, there's going to be this self-preservation that we can see of self-sabotage. Why isn't my body helping me? Why am I getting tired? Why am I getting sick? But if you learn to integrate that part of yourself and listen to it, then all parts of your being, your mind, your body, your psychological self, your identity, whatever you call yourself, your areas, everything is going to align, right? And when there's alignment in your body, energy travels fast, and then a lot of things can happen very fast. But if we're out of balance in so many different areas, it's going to be hard. And that's why we're very big on consistency, both when we coach people online and in our group programs, mentorship programs, but also when people come and stay with us, that we have all of our daily routines and habits, because they propel you forward. And whatever doesn't allow you to move forward, that is the real work. Yes, that is the real work.
So the consistency is just going to show you what you haven't worked through, because that's going to come up. And so instead of, okay, so I jump in my invisible vehicle that's going to take me to abundance and success and the healthy habits and all of it. I want all of it. It's like, great, I'm going to start my work. And then after a while, I start to procrastinate and I start to avoid and I start to whatever it is. And instead of just like you used to say, like, if one tire breaks, you don't slice the other three. It's like, but that's what we do when we self-sabotage, because then we kind of allow ourselves to just go, just fall apart. And instead of doing that and then beating ourselves down for not being able to stay on track or what it is, instead of beating ourselves up, then you go, oh, here's information. Here is a clue to what is my next step in my journey towards whatever it is I want. Because I have this treasure here that will unlock the energy that wants to move forward, that is like, you know, the stick you put in the bicycle wheel, like, that's it. And you go like, oh, there it is. Now I got to remove that. And then you go there with love, compassion, get some support or whatever, if it's not clear, whatever it is. And then you work through that and you continue your journey.
Yeah. So when you have consistency, that aspect that's holding you back, which commonly it's known as self-sabotage, will come up. And Sarah made an analogy of, let's say you know, your mind, your body, you as a persona, you as a being, it's a car. And your purpose, your goal is where you're going. That's the direction, right? And your daily routine and habits and practices are the different tires, the wheels that propels you forward. And that's the example that Sarah said. If one goes away, oh, I'm sick for a week, I cannot do my physical exercise. It's not like I'm going to start to eat bad food just because, oh, now I can exercise. So let's stop and eat healthy food. Let's eat bad food for us. Or let's go to bed really late and let's just talk gossip about everything and everyone. I mean, you don't throw everything away, or you don't have to throw everything away just because one disappears. That's what the consistency does. Okay, I'm not able to use this tire, this wheel. Okay, maybe I need to go to the shop, right? And I continue to work with something else, right? I polish the car, I clean it, you know, I meditate, I make sure I eat healthy so I recover faster. So the consistency doesn't mean that, oh, now I don't have this crazy speed moving forward momentum. It might be that we're still, but we're doing something, right? There is a continuum of something. There can be a consistency in doing nothing, right? And it can be a stagnation in doing nothing. It all comes down to the intention and what we allow to come forward and through us. And that's why I think the daily routines and habits are really, really important, because that's what causes this momentum to move us forward in a direction. And whatever doesn't want to be acknowledged, seen, or doesn't feel safe in going there, that's the real work, right? Yes. That's really what's holding us back.
Yes, and that's what we or I call the spiritual work or the path to abundance or personal development or whatever it is. It doesn't have to be spiritual. It just means that you want to accomplish something in your life. And what I am really, really working with my clients is that we all will go down, we will all start to self-sabotage or go down into the ditch or get waylaid or anything like that, because that is the journey. And that's why these quotes are like, it doesn't matter how many times you fall down, it's about how many times you stand up again. That's exactly what it's about. So if we incorporate the fact that we will fall out of the wagon or that we will self-sabotage or whatever it is we want to call it, that is part of the journey. And that is also part of the consistency. You get up, you do the work, you fall, you get up. You continue to do the work, you just get back on the horse, you go back in the horse, you drop the ball, you pick it up. You drop the ball, you pick it up. You drop the ball. That's the work. And being fine with the consistency of falling out and coming back in, that is the real work. And that's what's going to take you to anything in your life. Doesn't matter what you set yourself up for. If you have that mindset and that attitude that you will fall out of the wagon and that you will get up again, then, I mean, that's what has taken me to where I am today. The fact that I always knew, okay, now I fell out of the wagon or self-sabotaged, if that's what you want to call it. I always knew that doesn't matter. I will get back up again because I was so determined with my purpose and where I wanted to go that was the journey, and it worked.
Yeah. And something else that comes to me is really consistency doesn't mean you push.
No.
It doesn't mean you force yourself. The self-sabotage might actually just be your body saying, I need to rest. Mm-hmm. I need to take a step back. This is actually damaging for me. So that's a big part of getting to know yourself, right? Because you might be going 200 miles an hour into a wall and your body's like, whoa, let's take a step back. That's not self-sabotage. That's self-preservation. But if my mind is, I'm going to go through this brick wall really fast, then I'm going to see it as self-sabotage. So that's why it's very important to have the awareness and the grounding to be present and notice what is it that's really coming up. And that's why when we say we have a consistency, it's something that you can do effortlessly, not every day, but it's something that you have a standard of moving forward. It's not about pushing yourself to burn out, but it's not about not doing anything. It's about having a continuous momentum and looking at what comes up. It might be there to help us. It might be something old that's holding us back. And the more you can kind of become aware of that, you will know what to do with it. Yeah. Not all of it is to throw out. Some of it might actually be there and say, you know what? I actually don't want to move in this direction. And then you go in another direction and then, boom, everything changes in your life and everything is there straight away. So we might also be going in a completely wrong direction. And that's why this self-sabotage can come up as a defensive mechanism. But the consistency of having a practice and moving forward will allow you to see this, will allow this to flourish and come up. And that's why it's important that you have a momentum, because if there's no momentum, you're not going to see it. You're not challenged. You're not going to have that continuous growth. You're not really going to have a spark that allows you to move in that direction to get this energy to come up.
Yeah. I mean, it's like the road to wherever, the road to freedom or whatever you want to call it. It's like, it's gonna, you will go back and forth along the way, and it's like a pendulum. And the more you go and the longer you keep on going, the pendulum is going to swing less and less. So the difficulties that you will run into will be lower and lower, and it will be easier and easier to overcome if you start to see, as we described earlier in the episode, that if you see the self-sabotage or the falling out of the wagon or dropping the ball as an information to what you can work through, and if you actually stop, it's like you use the new habits and you find something that you need to work through, you pick it up, you work through it, and you keep on going, then the pendulum will start to swing like less and less, and it will be the road to success will be not be so dramatic. Is that lucky?
Yeah, that's lucky. Probably in the window somewhere screaming for me. I want to be in the podcast.
Yes. All right. So I think we covered most of it. Do you have something that you want to?
Yes. Find words? Yep. Talking about consistency, we have a masterclass coming up on Tuesday that is about this, really about your daily routines and practices and habits. And that is essentially the blueprint to create a consistency in your life, right? And from there, what comes up is really what you want to be working with, because that's really what we need to nurture or work through to continue moving forward in life. So we'll write something about it in, we have written something about it in all our channels. It's going to be on in our Facebook group. And we can write it.
Yeah, it's on Tuesday, April 11th, 4:15 Bangkok time. You sign up by, and it's available in most of our social media channels. But if you don't find it, just send us a DM and I'll send you the sign up link. And we will discuss how to set up a daily, how to set up your daily routines, the benefits of them, how we work with them. We will give you different building blocks to help you to create your own routine that will set you up for success. And yeah, you will have a lot of tools and a lot of very useful information to set yourself up for success. So send us a DM and we will send you the sign up link. And yeah, if you have any questions, just let us know. Our website is livingwithspirit.com. You can reach any of us, Simba@livingwithspirit.com or Sarah@livingwithspirit.com. And yeah, looking forward to connect and see you on Tuesday.
Yes, see you on Tuesday. And if you want to learn more about how to work through the self-sabotage, you can look out for upcoming TRE module ones and TRE training programs where we work through everything that might come up, which we call self-sabotage in common tongue, which is not really self-sabotage. So stay tuned for that. We're going to talk more about our upcoming TRE programs and module ones where we learn how to work through all of these aspects.
Great. All right. Have a good weekend and I'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Ciao.
Ciao.